This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping out in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working on the oil rigs around the country, around the world, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over to Facebook and look at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Make sure you like it. And then jump on into the chat room that's there, the Facebook chat room. You'll be able to talk to us while we're on the air. All right, let's go to the phone lines. And we've got Colonel Jim Warshak, United States Air Force retired and the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
We are ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, everybody knows what we talked about last Friday when General Flynn, it was announced the Department of Justice was going to drop the charges against him, and we all thought that was one of the greatest days in America, especially for a patriot like General Flynn. Now, suddenly, Judge Emmett Sullivan has called for amicus briefs from other individuals other than the Department of Justice, who, by the way, has dropped the charges against the general. And it's kind of, according to our colleague Denise Simon, it's kind of put Attorney General Barr on trial by inviting these amicus briefs. What the hell's going on here?
Well, it's more than that. It's not about putting Durham and Barr on trial, if you will. They want General Mike Flynn shut up. They don't want him out there talking. Right now he's kind of sequestered because he really can't say anything to protect himself. But they're scared of something that he knows and will say and will put out once he's, you know, once the case would have been thrown out. And that scares the hell out of him. And, you know, over the last few hours, kind of been working on how did the judge come to this? Who went to the judge? Did somebody high up in the Obama administration, former Obama administration, go to him and say, you have to come up with a way to drag this out, stop this, obviously before the election? They don't want Flynn out there. They don't want him to say anything. And so this appears to be that. But then again, you know, amicus briefs. Okay, you're asking, you're inviting outside agencies to offer information, but it's got to be factual. You can't go down the road of the Russia collusion deal or, oh, he did this, but because of this, or split hairs. That's already been, you know, decided and it's out there. The evidence is there. The other key thing that's going to come is the release of who said what, with regard to the unmasking. And there's two unmasking lists. There's the unmaskers, the people who did the unmasking, and we've got some insight of who some of them are. The other is those who were unmasked. Those names really haven't been mentioned. We know Flynn, obviously, was one of them. But when you see the list of others, that's gonna create another problem. So there's multiple layers of things going on here.
Yeah, and not to be forgotten about here, we also know that they're trying to keep the general quiet because we've got our DNI director, Richard Grenell, who, by the way, has the keys to the castle there. He can release the names all by himself. He does not need Attorney General Barr to do that.
Exactly. And so, you know, whether this is a delay for that, that's gonna happen. And we watched last week when Grenell pretty much put the onus on Adam Schiff, you know, for about a week, saying, you know, if you don't release those documents from the House investigation, I already got them. I can release them too. And that forced those 53-56 documents that were released. There's more coming this week, within the next day or two. I think there's going to be some more big information. I think Thursday is going to be a pretty key day.
Well, Thursday or Friday, right?
Yep.
And by the way, the Godfather's just saying hello to both you and me. You know who that is.
Oh, we do. Good morning, George.
Yep, there you go. But here's the thing, Colonel. You know, there's the dark deep state is playing dirty right now. They're desperate. I think they're desperate. I think they're shaking in their boots. I think people like the underlings, Page and Strzok and McCabe, I think that's just the tip of the iceberg. I think this goes right up the ladder.
Well, it does. You know, we're going to see how much Obama knew. But I really think the bigger target is going to be Brennan and perhaps Hillary, because they were doing stuff all over the world without Obama knew, but they just kind of had carte blanche to go do whatever the hell they wanted.
Yeah.
And that's the real big thing. What were they up to? We've seen a tip of the iceberg, so to speak, with,
yep,
you know, the Arab Spring and all that stuff that was going on. What else were they doing? And that's
all
what
right.
They're afraid of.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Colonel Jim Warshak, United States Air Force retired. And, of course, as you probably know, he served under General Flynn. And we'll get right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks. And they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, and this is one of my favorite parts of the radio show, because this is when I get to tell you about my friends at Moss Nissan, Moss, MAUSNissan.com. Now, in these troubling times with the pandemic and all that sort of stuff, people need to save money any way they can. And here's one that I can help out every veteran, every active duty military person, every first responder, active or retired, all church pastors, and all family members, too, of military, active duty military folks, because you will get a 15% discount off on the service of your car when you take it to one of the Moss Nissan or Moss Acura locations. It's just that simple. I can help you save money. And all you got to do is tell them the captain sent you. Now, you interested in buying a vehicle? Guess what? You serve, you save. Those same veterans, active military, first responders, pastors, all get preferred pricing on the vehicles, new or certified pre-owned, that they would buy. And it can save you literally thousands of dollars. And you want to save even more? Tell them the captain sent you, because you'll get another $500 off the vehicle. When you walk in the door, if you're looking to buy a car, tell them the captain sent you. That way, the salesperson knows and you know that you're already getting $500 off that vehicle you're looking at. So, check them out. 4 dealerships to serve you. One in Crystal River on US 19. One in Newport Richey at US 19 and State Route 54. And 2 in North Tampa at 11001 Florida Avenue, the Tampa location for Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. I guarantee you, you will get the white gloves treatment. Okay, back to Colonel Jim Warshak. And, Colonel, thank you very much for being on the program. It's always, you know, we always have so much information, and I wish we had 5.5 hours to talk about it, because it wouldn't even cover it then, I don't think.
Yeah, absolutely, especially this week.
Well, back to General Flynn, because I believe that Sidney Powell is probably going to file some sort of appeal and try to get this change reverted, whatever.
Yeah, if there's the opportunity for her to go to the court and request an appeal of Judge Sullivan's ruling yesterday, that would get thrown to the Federal District Court in D.C. And, you know, I sat there last night and looked at, okay, who would hear this? Well, the judge for that court is recently appointed by President Donald Trump, and he was a former clerk of Kavanaugh. So that could play into Flynn's favor if they throw it back and reverse or terminate the judge's move. The other thing is Judge Sullivan getting even with Attorney General Barr, because Barr not only really overruled Sullivan's ruling, but he overruled the Brady ruling in what he did. And so you're starting to hear a lot of discussion, particularly from the Democrats, whether Barr should be tried or removed as Attorney General.
There's
for
a movement. Although a lot of politicians, Democrats, are saying they want him to resign.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think he's doing a great job.
He's doing a phenomenal job. I mean, he's stepping forward, doing the things that an attorney general, we haven't seen an attorney general do in God knows how long. Maybe since he was attorney general once before.
Yeah.
So that's part of the whole overall reason. You know, this is a massive chess game between the Democrats and the political left and the Trump administration, and I always place the attorney general ruling as an attorney general should, without the influence of a president, and the attorney general, William Barr. So this is a massive battle.
Well, it is, and it's only going to be more so. And by the way, what can the people do? I've got a lot of people saying, what can we do? Who can we call? We got to be able to talk to somebody. And I keep telling them, call your congressman.
Call your congressman, call your senators, write letters to anybody and everybody. You know, what scares politicians and the politicos in Washington is when they start getting phone calls and emails and letters on issues. I mean, you can go to and show your support and say, you know, whatever, you know, release Flynn. And you can write to the attorney general's office. You can write to Sullivan, write to the court, write to your elected officials and tell them you're tired of this and you're not going to take it anymore. When they start getting that kind of information, they start worrying about one thing: votes. And that's how the system was designed, by votes. And we all know how that goes. But you have to get their attention, and that it's going to take, you know, every American who's concerned about this to stop this. So that's my recommendation as far as what individuals can do.
Now, let's talk about a little something going on here at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is making a decision on whether or not President Trump's tax records can be released to the state of New York Attorney General. When he was not a candidate, when he was in business, before he was even thinking about being president, and the Manhattan District Attorney. But in the meantime, at the same time this was going on, members in Congress from the Judicial Committee, which I believe is Jerry Nadler, are trying to subpoena the president again for these tax records.
Well, that's a stunt by Nadler, which he's well known for. Personal tax records, particularly from the past, are nowhere in any way, shape, or form part of the process of becoming president or elected official, unless there's something already out there that's been criminal, and that's where the media would come in and report that. I think this is going to be overthrown, because when have we ever done that for any other president before? It's never been, you know. Elected officials have to fill out a financial statement, and that's really the only thing required. There's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to provide for your tax records, mm-hmm. you know, current or past. No. So if the Supreme Court makes a ruling on this, that's gonna create, you know, in favor of the president releasing his tax. That floodgates are gonna open on that for every elected official, you know, and I just can't see that happening.
Okay, let's go military here right now. Why are they as stupid as, or are they that dumb? How in the hell can you blow a supply ship out of the water and kill 19 sailors and injure 15 more when you point a TOW missile, which is basically what they did, at a target, and then you hit the ship that's towing the target?
There's a word, it happens.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's one of those things. I mean, you know, we've been in the military, and those of us who've all served, we've all seen fluke things that happen. Well, it happened to the Iranians, and glad that it happened to their ship, and they didn't hit one of our ships.
Oh, yeah.
Now, their military is not necessarily the best trained at everything.
Now, NATO and some of their generals are urging the United States to keep the Open Skies Treaty going. I did not know that they were going to get rid of that. I thought that we were in that because we were still. I haven't heard anything about it until like yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that article come up, and I was scratching my head a little bit. I mean, the Open Skies Treaty has been around for decades. And, you know, it's a treaty negotiated between us and the former Soviet Union, and I think it was amended after Russia, the Soviet Union collapsed. You know, there's a lot of detail in there, and they may be looking at who knows what. I don't think they're going to get rid of it. I think my understanding of it as a former intelligence officer, when it was negotiated, there was more advantage for us and how, because we get to spy on them and they get to spy on us. Not that we wouldn't do it anyway. You know, there's one side who look at it as, what's the point? We're going to spy on each other anyway. A lot of this had to do with when we were dismantling a lot of nuclear missiles. I'm not sure what prompted that. And I don't think they'll get rid of the treaty.
Now,
I think it's kind of obsolete.
No, I don't think so either. And by the way, the Marines are going back to the gym. They've been given permission to open the gym as long as they do their social distancing on bases.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere. You got to start opening up everything. And the last thing you want to do is keep our military from training, because that's not a good thing.
Especially when it comes to Marines.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Colonel, thank you very much. Always a pleasure. We will talk to you soon. And stay low.
Take care, Matt.
All right. Colonel Jim Warshak, everybody. United States Air Force retired chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. And you can also hear him Saturday nights at 7 p.m. on the show Book Talks America, right here in my flagship station. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The nation's top government infectious disease expert is warning states not to reopen from the pandemic too quickly. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Dr. Anthony Fauci testifying in a video conference call to a Senate hearing, saying that he believes a second wave of coronavirus in the U.S. is entirely conceivable and possible this fall.
Depending on the dynamics of an outbreak in a particular region, state, city, or area, that would really determine the speed and the pace with which one does re-enter or reopen.
Fauci saying the U.S. is headed in the right direction on the coronavirus, but says it does not have total control of the deadly outbreak yet. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. When you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Well, today, Wednesday, it's going to be a little bit breezy out there. The winds will be out of the east, and again, it's because of this system that's out there east of Florida, around the Bahamas, that's developing. Don't know what it's going to do. But winds will be out of the east today, anywhere from 10 to 30 miles an hour. Now, it's going to make it a little bit rough. Small crabs should exercise caution in your travels. 2 to 4 feet. Choppy would be the understatement. Might be some higher waves out there in the Gulf. But the Gulf and the bay water temperature today, 79 degrees. We had our low tide at 2:03 a.m. And our high tide is coming at 6:08 p.m. Now, keep in mind that the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, because we've all been advised to keep our distance and get away from everything, all you got to do is make the phone call to Freedom Boat Club, grab your cooler, grab your poles, whatever it is you're going to do if you're going fishing, and get out there, bring your family along, and sun sanitize too. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You make your reservation, and then you talk about reciprocity, 213 different locations all around the country. You can certainly do that with ease, 213 locations. Give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. And remember, the freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay is the website to go to. You get 1 month free right now on your membership, and it's $1,000 off. $1,000 off on the one-time initiation fee. So there you go, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. All right, joining us right now, we've got the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
I'm getting a lot of requests from people in California that for some reason are not getting any help with their consumer issues they've got. Now, as you probably know, Los Angeles County and the city of Los Angeles just said the stay-at-home thing with most of the businesses closed will last another 3 months. That is effectively going to put most of the small businesses, the mom-and-pop stores, right out of business, correct?
I would think so. Tough business and you can't turn any money.
So people are telling me they can't get any comments, they can't get any help from anybody in their local county commissioners, city councilmen, whatever they call them out there, and their state commissioners. They just won't return their calls. They won't talk to them. What can these people do? You're the consumer quarterback. What can these people do?
Gosh, you know, it's a very difficult situation, and I like what Elon did. Elon said, I'm opening up. I'm going to be on the front line. You know, arrest me if you have to, but, I'll try to something like that. I really, it's a tough situation because, you know, you've got these bureaucrats that are running things that most of them never owned the company. They never signed the checks themselves. They only, you know, were organizers or political people. So, you know, it's very tough to say, Captain.
Well, in my case, I would advise every one of them, and I have, to call their congressman. I said, even though you don't have, all Republicans out there or conservatives that think the way you do have some Democrats, but there was some light at the end of the rainbow last night because we had a 25th Congressional District, which is up in Oxnard, California, in Palmdale, north of L.A., up over the top of the grapevine, and they went Republican last night. They elected a Republican by about 10 or 11%. The final votes aren't in yet. Probably won't be for a couple of days. But right now, it looks like the Republican is definitely out in front by about 11 percentage points. He's in a good position.
Yeah, because it's pro-business. It's pro, common sense when you vote, that way. And when you look at the scenario out in California, people are leaving in droves. They've been trying to get out of that place for a long time, not only due to the wildfires but just increase in taxes, property taxes, the cost of living. So people have been leaving in droves, coming to Texas, Arizona, and some, making it all the way to Florida.
Yeah, that's true. And the other thing is there's a lot of investment in this company from outside the country. And the country, the investments, we need to pay close attention to who's buying what and where they're buying it. Because China has bought up a lot of different things around the countryside, including Florida.
Yeah, I'm hearing that too. A lot of foreign investment has been taking place. And yeah, it's a challenge. I like the leadership of the president and many others saying, buy American, America first and investing in our own manufacturing. And those are the things that are going to really help us come together as a country and help, it's going to trickle down to everybody. The smaller businesses are going to benefit from it too.
Well, I'm all about America first any way that you can do it. And even when, somebody saw me driving a Nissan, I go, oh, you're driving a Japanese car. I said, really? I said, come over here. And I brought him over, showed him the door. I said, you see that seal? Yep, made in America, Smyrna, Tennessee.
Right, yeah, that's good. There's some things that have that effect. And, I think in order for us to come out of this thing, like they're talking about a V-shaped recovery, a sharp recovery, it's going to be more of a collaborative economy. It's got to be a collaborative economy where we share resources, we work with each other, we support one another, And we're seeing a lot of that through, you know, our companies that we're working with and the different partners that we have with the Consumer Quarterback Show.
Well, that's why you're the consumer quarterback. And what we need to understand is that people need to take a look at labels. They need to buy more American than whatever. And here's a comparison of products that were just set by George the Godfather. He says the average cost of something from China, $12.99, America, $19.99, made in China, made in the USA. China lasts 1 year, American pliers, let's see, these are big tools of some sort, warranty 25 years, actual lifetime cost $19.99, zero in the landfill, supports democracy, and talks about the China tool that breaks it. Looks like that's a can opener.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's so many benefits to buying American, and you know you're supporting American jobs, American families, and I think now more than ever, you know, it's we see that it's kind of played out the way that it has, and we've also got to get with our congressmen and senators and politicians to, you know, bring not only the manufacturing of products, but the manufacturing of antibiotics and drugs.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big one.
Okay, now tell us, yeah, it was a can opener. Okay, thanks, George. Tell us what it is. You've got a radio show that we can hear. It's heard on my flagship station afternoons, I believe, 4 to 5. And then what is it that you do as a consumer?
Yes, sir. Yeah, our main company, my wife and I own the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. So we're top realtors in the area. We're actually in the top 1% of all realtors in the area, and we help people with buying, selling, or investing in real estate. We also have the Consumer Quarterback Show, and we serve the community, as you mentioned, at 4 o'clock drive time on AM 860 The Answer. So we want to help people. We'd love for them to reach out, 813-670-7372, and we've got 80 different categories of a lot of local businesses, like we were just talking about, supporting local, 813-670-7372. And we'll put them in touch with all types of great partners that we have, everything from attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, solar companies, home services, et cetera.
Okie dokie. Well, Brandon, we look forward to talking to you next week. Meantime, stay low and stay out of trouble and enjoy that Freedom Boat Club you're right around in.
Yes, sir. Will do, buddy. Thanks so much. And Bill Carl, by the way, did a great job on that commercial for Freedom. That's a really nice commercial.
Yep. Okay. We will talk to you soon, my friend.
Take care, buddy.
All right. That's Brandon Rimes, a consumer quarterback. And again, consumerqb.com. And to find out more about him, just Google him and you'll know more. And he tries to help people as a consumer quarterback from wherever you're at. He will take your call. And if you want to get a hold of him, just look him up on either the Facebook page or go to his website and give him a shout out, and he'll try to help you any way he can. All righty, we're coming right back. Final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're just going to kind of review the things that we did today. It's been a busy night again. There's a lot of news stories out there. You can go in about four different directions at the same time, but it is what it is, and I'll tell you what, it's going to be busy today.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there she is, the darling of the Double D Ranch right outside Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. And they're listening to us, Don and Donna, as they're out doing chores right now this morning with the horses that they have and whatnot. On AM 1330 WLBB. So thank you very much, and hello to all you folks up there in Carrollton. We appreciate you very much. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Balance of Nature. You heard me talking about Balance of Nature. A couple years ago, I took Balance of Nature for about 3 to 4 months. I just wanted to try it out, see what it was going to do. It made me feel pretty good. And again, I didn't have any problem with it, except that my doctor says, well, why don't you just go to back to the vitamins and stay there and see what happens? Well, I'm not monkeying around anymore because of this coronavirus and all this stuff. And you got to have your immunity build up. So guess what? This has been working for me, and my immunity is strong, very strong. And it's probably because of the Balance of Nature, because I take the fruits and the veggies, 3 capsules each, every day. It gives you the nutritional equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables with no synthetics, no additives, no fillers. It's real food. It's real science. It's real nutrition. And I'll tell you what.
I feel sharp as a tack. I don't get the afternoon doldrums, and I don't get tired once in a while at night like I used to. I'm just cruising along here like I'm in high gear all night long. So I'm feeling really good about it, and you should too. Go to balanceofnature.com, the website. That's balanceofnature.com, the website. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751, the number 800-246-8751, and make sure you tell them you heard this on the Captain's America Third Watch. You'll get 35% off your order. So there you go, balanceofnature.com. Now, I started out talking this morning about the two Republicans that won the special election congressional seats. One of them in Wisconsin, Tim Tiffany, won the seat. Sean Duffy had the seat before. Mike Garcia is leading by 11 percentage points with about 80% of the vote in California, in the Palmdale, Oxnard, California area. That's the 25th congressional district in California. And as it stands right now, he's got a pretty good lead, and it looks like as if he's going to keep it and definitely go to the Congress until the election in November. This is a special election. They're being elected to fill the term. So that's two Republicans right there. So give the GOP plus two more, and we'll see how that all works out. Now, the thing I talked about this morning was this $3 trillion Coronavirus Heroes Act, which the Democrats are coming back for a vote. They're also going to vote on whether or not they want to take the rest of the year and do their sessions that they would do at home rather than coming into Washington, D.C., still get paid for what they're doing, even though they're not in Washington, D.C. I don't know. I don't know what you people think about that, but it's kind of like, you know, why are they even doing it? They maybe, you know, the baseball players are talking about cutting their salary back in half because they're only going to play 82 games of the season. That's a half a season. Well, as far as I'm concerned with the Congress, why don't we cut their salary back? What are they doing? What are they doing? Not much from what I'm seeing. Not much. $175,000 a year? Yep. Cut it right in half. Say, okay, boys, because of what happened this year, because of you not being able to come in, boys and girls, that is, we're going to pay you XYZ. So there you go. At least the Senate has been in session, while the House and Nancy Pelosi have been out doing whatever they're doing. I guess Nancy's been at home eating ice cream. Anyway, it is what it is. So one of the things that's in this $3 trillion bill is eliminating the voter ID requirement. No more proof of who you are and whether or not you're even the person you say you are. Now, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And not to forget about the fact that the governor of California, and get this, Hillary Clinton chimed in yesterday. She chimed in yesterday. She says, other governors need to follow California's example and order vote by mail. Well, sure they do. Hillary just refuses to fade into oblivion and go away. And her latest attempt at trying to keep her mug in the public eye was to speak out in hearty support of California Governor Gavin Newsom, who's ordered vote by mail in California for the November election. Now, apparently, folks, people can stand in line at a safe distance at a Costco or a McDonald's or a Burger King or a Wendy's, but you can't do so to exercise your right to vote. Go figure. Go figure. Boy, is this nuts. And by the way, Chicago, you should be so proud of that mayor of yours there in Chicago, threatening to lock people up for not doing social distancing at church. You know, I didn't get a chance to mention this yesterday, but I'm going to mention it right now. Franklin Graham and other pastors are encouraging Congress to pass legislation that would exempt the churches and the pastors from having to adhere to these ridiculous coronavirus rules and regulations to where they could still hold a church service. Now think about that for a minute. It's about time, in my opinion, and we'll see where that goes. But Chicago, well, they just experienced their normal bit of gun violence over Mother's Day weekend from May 8th to May 10th. They just had people killed and people wounded. Gunshots rang out all weekend long. And when it was all said and done, the mayor could only complain about church and about the fact that too many people were too close together in the church, and that just wasn't going to happen, and she was going to enforce the rules of law in Chicago. You know, you need to vote her out, and I realize she's not up for election, but you could recall her if you wanted. You could recall her. You just need to do that, and Steve is calling it ballots of, no, that's it. Who's that? Is that Steve or is that Eric? Eric is calling it ballots of mass destruction. Yeah, I suppose. I suppose. By the way, Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving, intentionally misled facts about the testing capacity here in the United States. He said that the president didn't have enough testing kits and they were still dragging their feet and there were people that couldn't this and couldn't that. Not true. Not true, Joe. You're using Democratic talking points that are not even accurate. But then again, why would I be surprised? I'm not. No one should be surprised. And if you want to see whether or not a Democrat is lying, all they got to do is open their mouth. Remember that? All they got to do is open their mouth. And I appreciate the fact that today it's going to be a busy day in D.C. with all the things that are going on. By the way, our Tampa girl, Kelly McEnery, the press secretary for Donald Trump, doing a bang-up job. She's handling the reporters really good, and I'm really happy to see that. Because a lot of people were concerned that she might get tromped on by these people, but it's not happening. Also, don't forget, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, my buddies. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blinds, shades, and shutters made in the U.S. of A., and they're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And by the way, unlike the big box stores, you buy shades, you buy blinds, you buy shutters from Dominic's, and they'll offer the installation. They'll do on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. They'll do all that for you. And all you got to do is stop by the store, see Jill and the gang in the store. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount in the purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Their phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Well, it's been a very busy news night, everybody. And I will be back tonight with a lot more, and I'm sure it's going to be just as busy. Going to keep our eyes on the Flynn thing. That may go to the appeals court today. In the meantime, stay safe, stay healthy, stay low. God bless everybody.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight
free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.